World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, Spencer, get number one ready for me, man. Get number one ready for me. Hey, good morning, friends. Wasn't it Laura Ingraham that called her show, the Laura Ingraham Show, when she used to be on radio? She called it your healthy radio addiction. What brings you guys coming back here every morning? I love it. It changed my life. I'm up every morning. If I sleep past 5:30, I overslept. I'll be honest with you. And I'm up at 5:30, and man, I'm digging into it, and I'm trying to come from every perspective and open up every little nook and cranny and look behind everything, try to figure out what's going on here. And I can't be more honest. I was raised Catholic, okay? I was raised Catholic. And for the most part, there is no end-time eschatology taught in the Catholic Church. None, as far as I know. None. Never heard of it at all until I walked into World Harvest Church in 79. Never heard anything about end time eschatology, and all of a sudden I jump over into this evangelifish world, and everything's eschatology, and Jesus is coming, and the rapture's coming, and Israel's God's chosen people, and I was just immersed in all that stuff, and overwhelmed. I'm just telling you, I was just overwhelmed. You know what I needed? You know what I needed? And I got it written in my Bible here, by the way, 1978, I think it was January 28th, my wife's birthday, written right here in my Bible. I found Jesus Christ, January 28th, 1987. And ever since then, I've been on a relentless pursuit of the truth because I am a spiritual mutt. Any other spiritual mutts out there? And I know over the course of my evangelic jellyfish life, I've sat under many different pastors, but sat under, you know what that means. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of them were wrong. A lot of them were wrong. And they didn't always believe the same thing. But I was naive. I thought when I first sat down there at World Harvest Church and the pastor started teaching us out of the Bible, I thought he was teaching us what every evangelifish believed. Are you with me, folks? I didn't understand. I knew there was Baptists and Lutheran and Methodist. I knew all that stuff, but I had no idea they didn't believe the same thing. I was shocked. Remember, I was raised Catholic. We didn't even read the Bible. In fact, when I was growing up as a young kid, it was in Latin. You went to church and you sat there for 45 minutes in Latin. And no understanding. No understanding. And so I got radically saved and immersed into this World Harvest Church experience, mega church experience. And the mega church doesn't work because not everybody's at the same place. I'm a football coach. I don't teach my third team offensive lineman the same thing I teach my first team offensive lineman. Because my first team offensive linemen are more aware and more proficient at their job than the third team guys. But we go to church and we assume everybody's first team. We teach them all the first team stuff when they're in kindergarten. And that's, in my opinion, that's why the church system as we see it right now doesn't work, because I'm going somewhere. Hang on. Because it's the job of the father to teach it to his children. And that concept is totally and completely gone. All right, I'm going to play this for me. Dave Graham, I want to hear from you real quick here before we get going. But I want you to start with, put it at the one point, play at 1.5 speed and start at about the 1 minute mark. John sent this to me, I think. Johnny, didn't you send it to me this morning? Mike and the Mechanics, Silent Running. Tell me this isn't
Tell me
this isn't where we are today. Go ahead. Okay, you can cut it off, huh? Is that where we are? My goodness, is that where we are? Look, hang in here with us. I want to talk about what we're doing real quickly in the hurricane, some efforts we got going on there. Then you're not going to want to miss what I'm going to dig into here. The Holy Spirit just gave me this download, literally. If Steve Deck's upstairs, my wife's upstairs, and they can vouch for the fact I told them, wow, I just got a download. So hang on with me. And we'll be right back. But I want to get Cowboy Dave in there. By the way, pull up real quick for me if you can. The trucks are going down there. Folks, we have partnered with Trucking for Troops. That's not what I want. Spence, isn't there some pictures? That's not it. Didn't I send them Trucking for Troops? Where are they? Did I send it special? I know I sent them. Maybe I sent it as a standalone email. Cowboy Dave. Come on in here a minute.
Good morning to you.
It says pictures of the truck. Can you
find it? Good morning. You got me?
Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
All right, guy. Everyone, good morning. Good morning, America. We're here at Swannanoa, and we're just showing honor where honor's due, which is to all these people driving by. They get a raise of the hat. They get a wave. They get a smile. They need prayer. They need prayer. I came out here this morning at 5:45, and there was somebody here waiting for me on the spot. But I want to talk about yesterday. Yesterday was a big day for Cowboy. So to Pass the Salt, Coach, and everybody involved, including Truckers for Troops, I had a guy who I've never met before contact me. And still having never met him, he showed up within 24 hours with a camper for Cowboy.
We got a
so
cowboy
now
here.
I have a secure
cowboy.
Spot. What's
hang on,
that?
Hang on a second, Cowboy. We got the pictures up on the screen. Hey, folks,
sure.
Now listen. We need you to help us with the support. We've committed $5,000 to this right now. We need your help. This is what Dave's talking about. It's Trucking for Troops. They showed up with a camper for Dave down there in Swannanoa. Go show the picture, Spencer, as he talks. Go ahead, Dave.
So, Coach, I got to just tell this story real quick. So this guy calls me and he says, hey, I got blankets for you. I need to coordinate. I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm aware of that, and I'll be able to help you. And he says, hey, some of them will be going to a veteran's home that got destroyed in Asheville, so we'll have to figure that out. I'm like, no problem. I can store them in our pods unit. And then he's out of nowhere. He says, so what do you need? And I said, I don't need nothing. I'm great. He says, well, what will you need? And I said, probably some form of a camper for different disasters and all. I think Coach is working on one. Long story short, I wanted a small camper for the future, maybe, Lord willing. And he shows up. He tells me, he says, I've already got it figured out what you need. And here's I found a camper that's got what they call a toy hauler, which you can carry the supplies in when you arrive at a disaster. And you can start ministering right away. We had fellowship together. We went into Asheville, met with the guy that runs the washed out veterans home, got a plan together there. And it was unbelievable. It was an unbelievable day. And things are progressing here regarding the renovation and removal. But now we have a strong base. And for those of you that are wanting to volunteer, you're needing some type of shelter. You're needing a place to get a good night's rest. We now have the ability on Cowboy Corner footprint for you to have a unit, not the one that was just brought to me. You're welcome to that also. But God has moved, and so we now have the ability to house volunteers moving forward.
Amen. Folks, you know what's amazing about this? This is the way the body is supposed to act, right? How I met Cowboy Dave, that's one story. And then how I met Trucking for Troops, that's another story. And how about this? All rowing the same direction. Rowing the same direction. That's
amen, sir.
I can't be down there in Swannanoa, but Dave is. And Dave needs help. He needs supplies. He needs it. So look, I'm making an appeal to you. We here at Coach Dave Live, with the money we've already taken in, okay, we've committed $5,000 to that camper that Trucking for Troops bought for Cowboy Dave. So our check's going out in the mail today. Could you help us out? Could you guys help us out? You know where the money's going to go, what it's going to go for. And we're setting up, we're working on the other camper too. We're going to get it down there. We're going to have a little mobile home park where people are going to be able to come and go down there.
Amen. So, it's needed so bad, Coach.
Betty, I don't know if Betty's in here today. Betty has been driving around taking videos, and it is, folks, you cannot believe what it looks like down there. You can't believe it. And even though it's been 11, 12 weeks, we can't just all of a sudden wash our hands of this. These folks need it most now. Right, Dave?
Yeah, Coach, can I mention one more thing real quick?
Yep.
There's a lot of noise out here, and I've got my hat. I'm not even looking at the phone because I'm greeting everybody and honoring them. But yesterday morning, just about daylight, right here at this corner, I'll show you, a school bus pulled up. And the door come flying open, and a fourth grade little girl came down the steps holding a big poster, come running over to me. And here, everybody on bus 58 had signed a poster thanking God. They don't know it yet. Thanking us, Pass the Salt. They don't know it yet, but thanking me for being here. And the driver came back after she finished the route and stood right here behind me. And of course, she prayed to receive Jesus. Hallelujah. But she explained to me that everybody on that bus, with maybe one exception, had lost their homes, their automobiles, and for the last 2 days, they had spent time at their home watching their homes being loaded into dump trucks, shredded, and hauled away. And yet they took time to sign a poster because they're just looking for hope. We know Jesus is the hope, but my point in all that is this. If you wonder if we're making a difference down here, I guarantee you, folks, spiritually, we're seeing what the beginning of a huge move of God down here.
Amen. Folks, this is a huge move of God going on. I want you to know that the money you get, hey, Spencer, throw up on the screen how they donate. Coach Dave Live /donate. Friends, we need to raise a $5,000 to, I've committed it already. You say, well, Coach, if you're already committed it, why do you need more? Because we do this kind of stuff all the time. That's why. So you can just go online and, you know, that's 50 people giving $100. That's 100 people giving $50. It's nothing, right? It's nothing. So God bless you, Cowboy Dave. And we're going to figure out a way to get people down there to help you. And a lot of crazy stuff going on. And Gary Pierce, we got to get this posted, has put together a great list of what they need down there because it changes every day. And Mel, we have to figure out a way to get this on our Liberty Action Network so people know exactly what it is. And I'm not going to take time. Put that in the chat, Spencer, if you can. We'll get this in a format, folks, where you can see exactly what it is they need. And yes, we're going to be making more trips down there. All right. Dave, anything before we go, man?
I'd like to pray. Father, in Jesus' name and by the power of the resurrection, I pray there'll be resurrected lives here in Swannanoa, Black Mountain, Bat Cave, Asheville. Yesterday, Lord, you restored the water. The people no longer have to boil it. Lord, they still need power, but what they need is you. So, God, I just ask each one watching and listening that their hearts would be stirred, not just for this situation, but for everything that the church is supposed to be. And I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate you, man. Let me know. Thank God for Scott and truckingfortroops.org. Folks, this is exciting to me because we got a lot of people paddling the same way, finally. So, Betty, I see you just popped in there, Betty. And we were talking about you and all the pictures and everything, just talk. So what's on your heart, Betty?
We went up towards Creston, North Carolina, up the mountains, and it is very devastated. What they need is workers to clean out. And if you want to, you know, you got people to get supplies. But it's devastating up there. Yeah. It's sad. But you know what? Those people are so humbled. And they always say, we took a load of supplies up. And they said, no, we don't want to. There's people worse than us. And I said, well, they're living in their basement, or not their basement, a garage, or their one guy, he's living on the upstairs of his house. And they said, no, send it to somebody else. We got it plenty for, you know, a week or so. It's amazing. But the one guy, when it started raining, they got 27 inches. And so his daughters were in that one house that I showed you, was a red house.
Yeah.
And I kind of took a picture of all the trees and everything that was down, and the house behind them has all the stuff out of their basement, but FEMA won't let anyone come and touch it. So it's been sitting there for 57 days, well, it's 8 now, because we were going to go up and clean it up, and they wouldn't let us. And so that guy said the water came up to his roof. The insurance only wants to give him $13,000. His roof costs $13,000, and they only gave him $7,000, and he's
Insurance companies are going to go broke, folks. God, as Flip Benham taught me, God has more disaster than the federal government has relief.
Yes, and Anchorage will get supplies too. They got supply companies, so they'll get up some supplies up there so they can at least get their homes fixed. But he said that night or morning, the next morning, he was trying to go get to his two daughters. So he walked a mile over trees and branches and bodies and animals and everything. He broke down and cried. It was just terrible. Then he ran into a neighbor, and he could go a mile, and then he had to walk another mile over trees and branches.
I want to move on. I got.
Okay, I'm sorry, but yes.
Folks, look, here's what happens. When you go down there and you see it, it gets in you. You understand? It gets in you. So, oh, my goodness. We hear about it. We can show you pictures. I want to move on, okay? God bless you, Betty. Thanks, Betty, and thanks, everybody. And help us get $5,000 my brain's dead, trucking for troops. God bless Scott, who already got it down there. Count on us to get some money to him. Praise the Lord. Okay, so look. Here's the download I got today. Got to pull up for me, Spence, number. Hang on, folks. Bear with me here. Nancy Mace, number 9. Pull up number nine. Are you looking at me? I want you to know this right now. Here is the heart of the battle. Of everything that's going on around us, everything that we're going on, I'm going to show you the heart of the battle. Now, God bless Nancy Mace. Nancy Mace is an elected official out of Florida, although I could be wrong. And look what she says. She says, I'm not going to stop at the Capitol Hill about restrooms to ban men from entering and using women's bathrooms and changing rooms on Capitol Hill and suing. In other words, she said, I ain't backing up on this. We're going to get legislation that men go into men's restrooms and women go into women's restrooms. And I'm showing you this first because this is the download I got. So this, God bless Nancy Mae. By the way, she has a testimony of rape and yada, yada, yada. So she has a, she's risen above a pretty dark past what happened to her. And she's a congresswoman out of South Carolina. I'm sorry, but I want to scroll down to bottom. She's being attacked by this tranny. They got a new tranny. Can you believe that? Somebody elected a tranny to Congress. And so she is raising a sword against him, saying, dude, you are going to use the men's restroom. You are not going into the women's restroom. Scroll down a little bit. I want you to see her testimony down there. Okay, play this, because this is the dude. Go ahead, Miss.
This video goes out to Congresswoman Nancy Mace.
Hey, this is a tranny. This is a man acting like he's a woman who's elected to Congress. Go ahead.
Congresswoman Nancy Mace, I hope that one day I do find you in that woman's bathroom and I grab your ratty looking fucking hair and drag your face down to the floor while I repeatedly bash it in until the blood's everywhere and you're dead. Thank you. I hope that Nancy Mace receives this message well.
So, folks, which political leaning, call it whatever you want to, wants to kill everybody? Do you hear God-fearing conservative Christians wanting to kill everybody? There's a spirit of death on the other. I'm going to go there, huh? I'm going to go. Yeah, Randy, that's a demon. Scroll on down and listen to what Nancy Mace says. She don't care. She is going to see that this is overturned. No men in women's bathrooms. Now, why is it a woman has to fight that fight? Go ahead and play it. So in about a minute and a half.
Jordan Conrad from Gateway Pundit. I'm here with Congresswoman Nancy Mace. So, Congresswoman, tell us more about your legislation banning men from women's restrooms. Hey. Why does the left find this acceptable?
Well, the Rahog left is calling me a bully for standing up for women and women's rights. A man has no business and no place in a woman's restroom, in our changing room, in our locker room. This fight starts here. It starts now, and I'm not going to stop with Capitol Hill. I'll be filing multiple bills to protect women and girls all across the country.
It's incredible. Yeah, we need to protect women's rights, protect their rights to a safe space. Exactly.
And I'm literally getting death threats from the left. You know, why does some guy who dresses like a girl, why does he feel it's okay to threaten to kill me for standing up right for women's rights? These people are crazy. It's insane. It's out of control.
It really is. Now, I really haven't been able to find much reporting on it. Maybe people are too afraid to question it. Has this guy even transitioned? Has he even removed his genitalia?
I have no idea. I don't want to know. I don't know. I don't care. If you're born a biological male, you use the boys and men's restroom.
Exactly.
Period.
All right, Congressman, thank you.
Boom.
This ain't hard, is it? This ain't hard. Hang on a minute. Hang on, boy. How'd that pop up? Stop it. Stop that. How does that stop? Oh, there. Stop there. Spencer, pull up one more thing. I'm going somewhere. Stay with me. Pull up for me number eight. Now, hang on, folks. Look. Whenever one person's agenda is promoted, somebody else's agenda gets crushed. Do you understand that? To advance the women's movement, men get crushed. Tell me you understand that. To advance the homosexual rights agenda, the rights of heterosexuals get crushed. You see this? Tell me you see this, at this balance, right? But see, we're so freaking crazy that we don't even understand it. That so because they want to pound trannyism down the throat of our children in schools, our children's purity and innocence gets trashed. You get it, folks? This is not a zero sum game. This just isn't zero sum. And so if we begin to promote deviancy in our schools, then morality crumbles. If you don't get it, if we don't see, I'm going somewhere. If you don't get it. So Ohio, this is Springfield News Sun. Ohio Democrats, what is with the freaking Democrats? The Ohio Democrats get GOP business support in an effort to pass LGBTQ discrimination protections. What? What the hell is LGBTQ discrimination protections? What does that mean? You're not allowed to say anything. You're not allowed to protect your own children. You're not allowed to tell people in school that they got girls got to use the girls' restroom, boys got to use biologically. We're not allowed to do that anymore. So in other words, see, we are getting rolled over because, can I tell you why? Always comes back to the same thing. Church won't say that, push back against it. Church is afraid they're going to be called hateful and bigoted and homophobic. So, oh, that boy, we love everybody. We love her. Yeah, you do love everybody, but you must not love your own neighbor's children who are being indoctrinated in this crap. You must not love them.
Boom.
We're confused. There's unbelievable confusion. So here's what here's the download. I see you, Lauren. I see you, Jeff. I'm going to show you the download I got today. Pull up for me Genesis 1. Genesis 1. Now, I'm not going to run down through all this stuff, but it's the creation story, right? In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. There was void without form. Spirit moved upon the face of the earth. God said, let there be light. God said, all life is good. Blah, 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 going down. He divides it in the days, gets a firmament. And God's called firmament heaven. Morning and evening, first day. God separated the waters, called it earth, dry land, bring forth herb yielding seed, fruit, brought forth grass. Yielding seed. By the way, everything that lives reproduces. In the evening, the morning, or the third day, and God said, let there be light. And so the lights were in there, and God made two lights, and God put them in the firmament above the heaven to give a, there's a whole story in right in here as well. And on the third day and over the night, divide the light and the darkness, and God saw it was good. And evening, the morning, or the fourth day, God said, let's bring the waters together, created great whales, and every living creature moveth on the flood water. God saw it, said, man, that's be good. And God blessed him, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas and let every fowl multiply on the earth. And evening, and it's about the multiplication, folks. And let the evening bring forth the creatures. And God made the beast of the earth and his kind, everything after his kind, after cows produce cows, cattle, horses produce horses, sheep produce sheep, humans produce humans after their own kind. So God created, here we go. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. By the way, who's he talking to? Who's he giving this authority to? Who's he giving the authority to? Man. Woman. Right? So scroll on down. Scroll on down. Go to Genesis 2. And in Genesis 2, beginning verse 17, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of, for in the day that you eat, you shall surely die. And God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him. Now the ground the Lord formed every beast of the field. This is just kind of a replay of what we just read, okay? And it brought him to Adam, and Adam named him. So Adam has dominion over it, right? Now, folks, the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. He slept, and he took one of his ribs, closed up the flesh instead, and out of that rib, he brought forth a woman. A woman. Remember, we are created in God's image. We are the reflection of God in the world. Does anybody want to disagree with that? We are God's. We're not only his ambassadors. We're not only his authority. We're not only his enforcers. We are the very image of God on the earth. If you understand Genesis, right? So what could, if I was the devil and you were the devil, what could you do to spit in the face more, spit in the face of God more than to confuse the genders? To teach little boys that they're little girls and teach little girls that they were little boys, all made in the image of God. And so what we see going on in the culture and society, this is really, really, folks, this is one of the deepest issues that we must fight and we must win. And that's this battle over gender dysphoria. That boom. A man can be a man and a woman can be a woman. Why? Because it is at the heart of God's authority on the earth. And what has happened to us here on the earth is we can't even tell the difference between a man and a woman. Yet we know we were created in God's image. We know that. And we're allowing the culture and the society and the devil to create men and women in the devil's image. Do you see it? The confusion? Did God really say? God really say that? So this battle that Nancy Mace is engaging is a battle we must fight. We must win the battle over transgenderism. And at some point, see, I don't, just because you speak against somebody doesn't mean you hate them. You do get that, don't you? You're allowed to have an opinion without it being hate. I can talk about the fatherlessness in the black community without hating blacks. I can talk about the dangers of homosexual behavior without hating homosexuals. I can talk about the danger of taking drugs, injecting drugs in your arm without hating drug users. What we're supposed to do is we're supposed to protect the innocent from this deviancy. That's what we're supposed to do. But somewhere along the line, they've convinced us that the job of the church is to love everybody, accept everybody, tolerate everybody. And God himself said, hath nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness. By the way, is there anything more unfruitful than homosexuality? A woman and a woman will never create a baby. A man and a man will never create a baby. Why? It's against nature. It's against what God said. And because the church doesn't even stand up and demand in the educational system, we will teach one man, one woman. We will teach that. The church won't even do that. Church won't even speak out against homosexuality and transgenderism. When the mandate to go into all the world and teach them to obey all I've commanded you and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age, was given directly to God's people. And we refuse to do it.
Boom, coach.
Thank you. It is, listen to me, it is the heart. It is the heart of the battle. We created in the image of God. God made mistakes. He put me in the wrong body. Right? Who are you to judge? That's the heart of it. And this is a battle, friends, we must engage with. I got more, but I've already rattled for 33 minutes. Go ahead, Lorianne. Lorianne, hello. Dan, come on in, man.
I'm here.
Okay, go.
Okay. Go. This group is a small group in the discipleship group that the Lord's led you to do. And we need it, especially in the body. And this woman is a voice for all of us other women to rise up so that we can say, I don't want some guy in my daughter's locker room, my granddaughter's locker room, and I don't want to have to worry about going into a bathroom or changing at the gym, and there's some guy there who gets a right, that gets rights to be there. You don't see women fighting for the right to be in a men's bathroom because most women know they'll get raped. Because
they've hijacked the woman's movement.
Yuck. Anyway,
right? But that's what I mean. They've demoralized women to that because we're still Hugh Hefner's Playboy bunnies, which is disgusting. I'm not Hugh Hefner's Playboy bunny because my generation, the Gen X chicks, have had that garbage thrown down our throat that we're supposed to be the next Playboy bunny. Right. And if we're not woman enough, and we need to do it by ourselves, which is ridiculous because the culture has influenced the church so much. So now you make all women single because you're not supposed to, but then we're going to shame you for being single, right? Because, hey, you know, you're just a whore because, you know, hey, Hugh Hefner called you that and made you a Playboy bunny because, hey, that's all rabbits do is they bang, 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 right?
Yep, yep.
And you're going to take away my right to be a female. You're going to take away my right to give birth. You're going to take away my right to make want to stay home and make and teach my daughter and my son how to woman up and how to man up.
So, Lorianne, here's what I said. Whenever you grant somebody else's rights, you forfeit your own. That's the battle that we're in, right? You don't think that, as I've said many times, the most discriminated group in the world today is the white Christian male. Anybody want to argue?
Okay, right. But this is it. This is now. If you flip this, and this was J.B. Pritzker, my governor, right? And somebody threatened him. Do you not think that trans person's ass would be sitting in a jail right now? Because that's a felony against a public official. It's a death threat against a felony official. That thing should be arrested and put in jail and made an example of. And you're not, the taxpayer's not going to pay for your surgery.
Adam, go. Adam.
Morning, Coach. Yeah, this all goes back to what you guys did when you were praying over the Georgia Guidestones and God took them down.
That's right.
It goes against the first commandment to be fruitful and multiply.
That's right.
And these eugenicists hate God, and they hate God's creation, and they worship the earth. So
they hate everything
way,
that was created in the image of God. Until we get that and understand that the devil is doing everything he can to make God a liar. Can't you see it?
Amen. Amen.
Randy. Coach, the problem is people, they have a heart and they see this, but they don't have the spiritual tools. They don't have the spiritual equipment to take that thing out, Coach. We hold signs and we vent and we say, call it names, but it laughs. This evil laughs back. You have to take the tools of a spiritual battle. And then you go call it out, and then you move it out. Okay, we can do that, Coach. But then you've got to have a righteous replacement. You have to be able to say, bring in the kingdom of God. Let's displace this thing.
So, that's
what the church has never done. They don't know how to do that, Coach. We have to show them.
Look at what J.R. Harrison is trying to do. Natural Family Month. And look at the kickback he's getting from the church. The church won't promote Natural Family Month. Why? Because they've bought into all this crap, right? Diversity, tolerance, who are you to judge? When we have right now in our public schools, doctrines of demons being taught to children with your tax dollars to your neighbor's kids. And we're told if we speak out against it, that we're intolerant, bigoted, and homophobic. And see, the church is supposed, we are supposed to storm the gates of hell, and we're letting the gates of hell storm the church. We have it exactly backwards to what's supposed to be going on. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. In fact, if you work those around and get the diversity, inclusion, and equity, then you get die. That's what's going on. America is dying. The world is dying. Why? Because Satan is the author of death. He's the author of death. And if he can get you and me to accept their deadly ways, pharmakia, all this stuff, come on, fix. Come on, open your eyes and see the confluence happening right in front of us. Go, Gino, come on in.
Yeah, Coach, I'll try to do as fast as I can right now. I listened to my favorite minister this morning, and he's taught me a lot. I get up at before five every morning and want to listen to him before this. But then he talks about how the Israelites took on a king, and God didn't want him to, but he gave it to him. And then in Samuel, he told us what a king's going to do to you. And now today, he goes to Romans 13. And he just blew his whole sermon by saying that we have to obey our authorities.
Wow.
People, that's why they're trying to teach us we're a democracy instead of a republic. They want us to think we have to obey a government that is not our king. We are the people. We, the people, is the authority.
That's right.
Not the king. We have no king. And I'm just burning up with what our church is teaching us. And they're still teaching us that.
No king but Caesar, right? No king but Caesar. That's what they told us, folks. And the church has fallen into that pattern. Can I tell you why the church has fallen in that pattern? Because if you step outside that period, that paradigm, you're going to get whacked, baby. What do you think January 6th is all about? What can't you see the clashing of two kingdoms on January 6th? And by the way, as Jeff Klein could attest to it, the average church in America couldn't care less that Bill Dunphy's locked up in jail. They think he deserved it. Paul, come on in.
Hey, Coach. I wanted to say one thing, but I don't want to open up a whole can of worms on it, so I won't say this, but I'll say this real quickly. Isn't that an example of misogyny, that so-called congressperson?
Of course.
Isn't that a video for misogyny?
That's
and
right.
Then number two, something just came to me the other day. I don't know if it's God or not, but it said God is interested in addition and multiplication. The devil wants division and subtraction.
Hey, good one, Paul. Huh? Yeah. Yin and yang. To every action is an equal and opposite reaction, right? In order, see, are you looking at me? Can you guys name for me right now one right that I have that a black man doesn't have? I'll give you $5. Can somebody give me one right that a black man has that I have that a black man doesn't have? Anybody, can you name one? Anybody name one?
The right to be white. Ha ha.
Can somebody name for me one right in America today that a man has that a woman doesn't have? Can anybody name one for me? See, they've been living on this false paradigm since the 60s. Nothing destroyed America more than the women's movement. Not that we didn't want women to have rights, but it was the most destructive thing that ever happened to American society. I bet if we could go look at a chart right now of how divorce increased once the women left home. Now, how have they done that? They've done it through a lot of ways, but how about inflation? How about inflation? Are you guys looking around? All the dollar stores are closing. You noticing that? U.S. divorce rates. Spencer, my man Spencer's all over. Does it say, look, marriages per, look at that, friends. Huh? Marriages. Look at the marriages going down. Back in 1940, the chart, I don't know what the chart is. Let's see. Out of 1,000 people, 16, number of marriages in each year per, I don't get the chart. But anyway, we can see that the idea of marriage is falling, right? Men are marrying later. Well, that was a good chart. What was that? Share of women in the UK. Okay, so you get it, right? You get it. What have they done? Through women's movement. Stop a minute. I've been married for my wife and I. How long, Michelle? 43 years. Be 44, I think, this coming up next week. 44 years. My wife has every right that I have. My wife chooses to stay home. She loves staying home. She loves being a grandma. There's nothing sadder than to look at the women who've had a child and they have to drop their child off at daycare so they can go to work. And why do they have to go to work? They have to go to work because they have to earn more money, because the inflation is designed to destroy the family. So two people have to work, and you send them to school where Jesus doesn't get equal time. All homosex does, all transgenderism does, but there ain't no equal time for Christians and their conservative beliefs. Not in the public school, there isn't. All of it with the approval of the American church. Go, Joe. I'm on fire today. Go, Joe. Go, Alan.
If you see this trend is starting to happen because of the homosexuals and transsexuals, there's an influx war on white males.
You're not allowed to say that, Joseph. You're white. You're not allowed to say that.
You're seeing white women go out of their race to find strong men. It's a large influx of that happening.
Amen. Well, look.
Enough said.
Our daughters married strong men. Our daughters married strong men. Isn't that the way you want it? Isn't that the way it's supposed to be? A man not to rule over a woman, but a man to rule a house, rule the home? A man. to stand and protect and defend? What happened to us? Yes, you're right. Ronald Reagan's the one that came up with no-fault divorce. A great conservative, Ronald Reagan. Debbie, come on in.
Yes, you were talking about the rights of black men. I know that the minority people in business get a lot of better financial advantages in the corporate world. And a lot of times these corporations will bring in a minority partner just so they can get those advantages. And then also there's a lot of men that have the attitude that if you're married and you have a child, because they just expect you to continue to work. And it's just their attitude all along. And a lot of times these women go to work, by the time they pay childcare, you know, all the clothes and stuff like that, they're not even bringing home anything more than they would if they had stayed home and all buckled up.
All by design, yep. Right? And I'd like to see a chart. I wonder what happened to the divorce rate when women left the home. Anybody want to check that baby out?
Skyrocketed.
Now, hang on. Hey, friends, you do understand that inflation is designed to make the woman work. Tell me you understand that.
Got it.
It's designed that you have to have two income families. Come on. You get it, don't you? And then what do? Then you lead the children to the government to educate. And the next thing you know, God's out the door and trannyism is in. And you're paying for it. Huh? Yeah, you're paying for it. Unbelievable. Johnny. Come on in, Johnny. Johnny.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, buddy. There, we got you.
Sorry about that. I was just thinking to myself how blessed we are to have a Savior. Because when you pull the lens back and look at all of the destruction and how the enemy is just, you know, the divorce, the prejudice, the transgenderism, all the things that the enemy is just constantly prodding and poking and trying to destroy, and how we have a force field through the Holy Spirit, our Savior. Thank you, God, so much for sending your son here.
Amen.
You're the only hope we have. You're the only hope. And Amen. So I'm just
Amen.
I'm grateful. Thank you, what? Jesus. Thank
Johnny,
you, God.
Johnny, why is he the only way? Because the Bible says he is the way, the truth, and the life. He is way, truth, and life. And as soon as we get away from truth, we lose our way and we lose our life. It's so obvious to see. I wonder what the statistics would be of those people who have affairs. I wonder how many of those affairs started at work. Anybody want to make an estimate on that? How many of those affairs started at work? Yeah, Randy.
Coach Paul said, he said, let us not be ignorant. And then he also said, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Coach, are we still being deceived? Are we ignorant? Are we mocking God? No. Tell me we're not winning, Coach. Tell me that light is not showing darkness everywhere you look. Tell me we're not winning.
We're winning, but we got to uncover a bunch of trash first, don't we, Randy? We got to take out the trash first.
But our presence, our mouth, our words, our feet, everything we're doing is uncovering darkness. We got to see that we are displacing darkness right now in real time. Everywhere you go, you're putting gas in everybody's tank right now, Coach, to go be the kingdom of God in their life, in their world. We are so winning. We got to see this picture, Coach.
We're advancing the kingdom. We are, man. After years in retreat, we are advancing the kingdom. And see, that's what shocked them so much. Hey, folks, can you name a media that's truly at the heart of conservatism? I posted a link the other day. Think of the number of women influenced by The View. I think we need a show called The Other View or a Different View. What if on TV they had these Christian women sitting around discussing conservative values? So that why is it that we always take a back seat? That the enemy has seized all the media, constant. I can't believe anybody would sit around and watch The View, but I guess they do. My mom used to sit around and watch As the World Turns. She used to watch soap operas. You guys remember those days? Soap operas. There aren't any soap operas anymore, are they? Right? Well, they don't have to. Why? Because a women's movement has so, oh my goodness, so spanked men back into their little cubby holes. Mark Trump, come on in.
Love the dialogue. Okay, thanks. We got a visual of a pyramid. Okay, think about all the layers up to the top. They want more and more people to fill the bottom layers, Coach.
Yep,
they're earners. Now, the decision-making is higher up in the pyramid. So the people in the world, check this out, they strive to be higher blocks in the pyramid to rule on the layer below them. And they earn more money. Now, whenever women went to work, see, the bottom of the pyramid was the family. Each block was the family. Guess what happened when women went to work? Those blocks doubled. The whole bottom of the pyramid doubled the tax base because women went to work.
That's right. That's right.
You know, and then you got more earners for the fewer people above it to control. Now, who is the chief cornerstone up top? Who is it? Jesus Christ, right? And if you're a Christian, you get shoved to the bottom of the pyramid.
That's right.
And we don't answer to any of the layers. It's us and the chief cornerstone, Coach.
So if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Mark, the foundations are destroyed, aren't they? They're destroyed.
Amen. Amen. And everyone's striving to be a part of a worldly pyramid. Whenever we belong to the chief cornerstone.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Huh? Amen, 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 amen. Wow. Betty, come on in.
Yeah, I got to tell you, the mountain people, they have such a sense of humor. So this guy comes up to him and he says, what is the pronoun of a chocolate bar? And we're going, what? He goes, Hershey. Got to give you a little bit of a joke in there, but it was
Hershey.
Awesome.
Rather than a he, she, it's a Hershey. I get it, man. Jeff Nell. Right, no, Jeff? All right. Well, anybody?
No. I'm sorry. I'm on a different phone here. It's a form of depopulation, period. Refer to the Georgia Guidestones, Bill Gates, and all this stuff.
Because, listen, Jesus, as we just read it in Genesis, our command, what was our command from Jesus? What was our command? Be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. I wonder how many of you go to a church where the pastor stands in the pulpit and says, women, stay home and have babies. Do any of you go to a church? Anybody go to a church like that? No, because the church has bought into the materialism. The idea of materialism, of blessings, of more and more and more. Steve Dick would attest to this, just because he happens to be here. All of our grandkids were over here, all 10 of them were over here the other night for dinner. Now, that room up there, I'm pointing up there, was electric with those little nippers. And I'm sitting around and I'm looking around and I've said, man, am I a blessed man? Am I a blessed man? And think about it. Think about, even in the church, are you being encouraged to have children in the church? The last sermon you heard on that one. When's the last sermon you heard on that one? Say what you want to about the Catholics. That used to be the joke, right? They got 10 kids. Oh, they're Catholic. Oh, they're Catholic. As if only Catholics were supposed to have children. Come on in, Gene.
Yeah, I was just wanting to bring out a thought. Why did Jesus Christ come to earth? Did he only come to die on the cross? And why did he die on the cross? He came to destroy the works of the devil.
That's right, brother.
And we're not being taught that. We're supposed to love, 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 love. But we're supposed to follow Christ. He came to destroy the works of the devil. And that's what we're supposed to do.
That's right. We're engaged in the war. We're engaged in a war, and we don't understand it, right? We don't understand this culture. Now, look, let's all be honest. We all love the flesh. We all love nice things. We want to live in a nice house. We want to have a nice car. We want to have nice. We understand that. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the church has made that evidence of the blessing of God. I got to tell you something. If they took everything away from Michelle and I tomorrow, and I got those 10 grandbabies, are you kidding me? I'm the most blessed man in all of Licking County. But they've turned us, the church has turned us to material things as blessings rather than the things where the Lord said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. Why? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We've so lost our direction. And if the church doesn't understand that we have to become, I hate to use the word, more militant in our approach to the culture, if we don't understand that Christians are going to change the culture, not government, not Trump, Christians are going to change the government. Does your pastor encourage you to be the army of God? I would say probably not. Betty, you still got your hand up there? I don't know if you want more to say. No, just got your hand up.
I'm sorry. Dan, you're a great show. Great show.
Thank you. Thank you. Let me back up a second. I got some emails yesterday from people about yesterday's show, about how they really, what a blessing it was to them. Blesses my heart, by the way. And just the idea of a real tiny rearview mirror and a great big windshield. That so many of us, I feel like Kamala Harris, are burdened by what was. Isn't that what she said? We are burdened by what was. And she doesn't even know it. She's preaching the gospel. And what we're supposed to do is take that test that's come into your life and turn it into a testimony. To encourage others. Yeah, I was there. I know exactly what you mean. I was there. But look what happened. Oh, you were hooked on porn? Oh, yeah. I was so deeply hooked on porn. I can't even tell you. But I got delivered. Jesus delivered me. And he can deliver you too. And, you know, you're, what, right? Cigarettes, alcohol. Folks, we have a gospel of victory. But are we walking in it? Are you walking in it? Are we teaching an overcoming faith? Overcoming what? The wiles of the devil, the works of the enemy, the issues of life. Are you walking as an overcomer? Or do you continue to carry that burden that somebody else threw on you 25 years ago? That lousy marriage you had, that guy that raped you, the God. I mean, I'm not making light of any of them. How long are you going to wallow in that mess? How long? Victory in Jesus. Yes, it happened, but I'm going to use this as a launching pad to do something great. I'm going to take that lousy thing that happened to me, and I'm going to turn it to good. Because the Bible says all things work together for good. For those who love the Lord and call according to his purpose, it doesn't say all things are good, but it works together for good. Take chicken, you know, and make chicken out of it. Janine.
Spencer, could you put up Genesis 1:26, please? I just wanted to show you something. We're supposed to be, we go from physical to spiritual, and the Lord says to have, we are spiritual people. So Genesis 1:26, and God says, I'm getting a feedback somewhere.
You're okay, go.
And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. Well, if you take this whole verse physically, now let's put it spiritually. Fish of the sea, fish is the mitre of the people. So we take dominion over the Catholic thing, over the fowls of the air, meaning the dirty bird preachers, over the cattle. We are supposed to be sheep. So you turn those cattle into sheep following the Lord. Over all the earth and over every creeping thing, which is the demons creeping that creepeth upon the earth. We are supposed to take dominion in the Lord, and we don't. Just thought I'd throw that in there.
And God said, look at this, pronouns matter. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. our.
Well, exactly. Yeah. And
male and female, he created them. Ours.
Exactly. That's why he created Adam and Eve. But when they sinned, we're created in Adam's image. That's why we have to have repentance, baptism, and come back into the image of the Lord.
Amen. Gotta run. God bless you. Hey, we're winning everywhere you look. See you tomorrow.